started the year declaring 2018 was a master year. Today, we'll review exactly what that means and help you take a mid-year progress check. Where are you? What do you perceive to be your obstacles? Where are you in your intentions? What is your commitment level? Have you let go of your personal expectations and said yes to the divine plan? How do you get over the hump? I'll gently guide you through with the help of the celestial realm so you can cross the finish line strong, the end of the year. For now, sit back, relax, and enter into the Miracle Zone. At the end, heading into the next stage, it feels like you can't make it. It feels like all hell is breaking out against you. It feels that way because you're almost there. The birth canal is the narrowest just before delivery. It's the darkest and the coldest just before dawn. Hello, I'm Pamela Chapman. Welcome to Miracle Zone, making it reality against circumstance, logic, and economics. Appropriate for today, when it often seems like a changing, chaotic, and very crazy world keeps us in difficult transition. Today is Tuesday, June 19th, and we're coming to you live from my place of miracle, the Summer Rockies in beautiful Colorado. Yes, we have shifted once again. Thank you for allowing us to have some time out of your incredibly busy schedule to help make your very own dream come true. I'll facilitate your journey into whatever you care to manifest for this time. So whether you are transitioning through a job loss, career change, mate change, empty nest syndrome, retirement, loss of a loved one, or plain old limbo, we're here to help make the transition as painless and easy as possible. Today we are live and we're doing a mid-year check, a temperature check for Master Year 2018. If you'd like to phone in, the number is 424-675-8318. Again, 424-675-8318, press 1. This is a coaching opportunity for you. And I've said this before, I love all my friends, I love family. But from now on, when you call and you have the same old problems, the same old issues, I'm going to refer you to the broadcast. Because there are literally 4 years of information, coaching, advice, spiritual advice. Some of it is quite amazing. I say so myself. Okay? So if you want to call in and ask a question, this is your opportunity to do that. Absolutely free. Let's go ahead and do our grounding for today. Okay? Remember, we do this in a safe space. You're never driving. You're not operating heavy equipment. Right? You are able to be focused in a safe place, and you're able to close your eyes. So do that with me right now. Close your eyes. And let's take some deep breaths, okay? Breathing helps us to shift, okay? So many times we're not breathing. And I know that sounds funny, but a lot of times our breathing is shallow, and thereby we're not getting enough oxygen to our brain. Thereby we don't make the best decisions, right? So with our eyes closed, we take a deep breath. Inhaling deeply, the stomach is expanding, the lungs are filled with air. Breathe in. And now breathe out. Now I like to breathe out through my nose just to make sure that I get all the air out of my lungs. Okay? You can breathe out through your nose if that's more comfortable. So this time, let's breathe in, and we're going to breathe in love, compassion, joy, peace, love. Breathe in. Exhale. We're going to take another deep breath. And this time we're going to breathe in nice and deep, and we're going to think of the Holy Spirit as we're breathing in, and we're going to breathe out what? We're going to breathe out stress, anxiety, fear, okay? We're going to breathe out all the negative lower energies that might be in our bodies, any type of aches and pains. You ready? Breathing in the Holy Spirit. Nice deep breath. Breathe out. Yes, that feels good. Yes. Let's do our protection exercise with our eyes still closed in a safe space. And I'm sorry I just jumped ahead. We haven't really grounded, have we? I'm standing here barefooted today, so I'm pretty grounded, but let me take you there. And it helps to take off your shoes, okay? So anyway, wherever you are seated today, with your eyes remaining closed, I would like for you to imagine that you have a root extending from your tailbone, or if you prefer, two roots from the bottom of your feet. I always like to do my podcast standing. So I imagine that I have two roots coming from the bottom of my feet. If you're seated, see that root coming from the bottom of the tailbone. And we're going to see that root push south. It's going to push south through our chairs, south through our floors, continue southward through the ground, and down, down, down we go, breaking the earth, right? Breaking the concrete, breaking through the soil, breaking through the iron, the ore, just continuing down, seeing the lava, the magma flowing. Again, I say imagine that amazing volcano in Hawaii. You're just pushing right on down, all through that, feeling the warmth. And as we go down, we are looking for the center of the earth. I imagine that center personally as an iron bar in the middle of the earth. Now, we know that doesn't really exist, but this is a guided imaging meditation. So just push downward and see your root wrapping around that bar, or however you choose to see the center, the magnet in the earth, and we're just going to wrap it around. This helps us to stay grounded all day, okay? So if bad news happens to come, it doesn't knock you over, all right? If someone flips you off on the freeway, it doesn't make you go ballistic. This is why we do this. This is why it's important to do it every day, because what? Stuff happens. So as that root is coiled around, tighten it as tight as it will go, okay? And you'll sway to the right, sway to the left, but you won't fall over. And so now I want you to imagine with me that root is coming up north. It's nice and tight. You're firm. You're grounded. And begin to see that root coming up. And now that root is going to turn into a beam of energy that's shooting out of the center of the earth. It is shooting past the magma, shooting past the lava. And as it comes up, it begins to cool. And it comes up, 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 up. It takes on a red glow. Picks up that red glow from that fire and that it's passing in the earth. And we're going to just see it take on that red glow. And it's going to come up through the earth, up through the ground, up through the floor, into our feet, into our tailbone, and it is having that warm red glow entering into the root, our first chakra, root chakra of our bodies. See it coming up. Now it's turning to a vibrant orange, second chakra, the sacral area of our bodies, just above the pelvic area. Now we imagine that light moving up, and that light is moving up into the solar plexus. It is turning into a bright yellow light, like the light brightness of the sun, solar plexus, third chakra, moving up, up, up to the fourth chakra, our heart chakra, taking on an emerald green color. Imagine the color of money, and allow that color to just languish there for a few minutes. Let's feel the feeling of love. The most important feeling that we can have is that feeling of love, being filled with love, being filled with the divine energy of love. And then we can imagine, we will imagine that that light, that energy is moving up. It's moving up into our throat area. And here we imagine our turquoise. Imagine the Caribbean Sea with me, if you will. Imagine that energy, that beauty in your throat, allowing you to speak your truth. Speak your truth. See that light, that turquoise in your throat area, what we call our fifth chakra. And now we allow that energy to move up. We are focusing on our third eye. Third eye. Don't let that frighten you. Okay? Clairvoyance. Third eye. Seeing. Knowing. Wisdom in that third eye. Right between the eyebrow. Focus your attention in that area. And now you're going to see a violet, a very, very, very light purple coming from this area. See that light. Feel the shift in the energy. Feel the difference between the red root chakra and now the third eye chakra. And now we bring that energy up to our crown, the very tippity top of our heads. And we see the white light, the divine light. I call it the God light, the love light. Whatever light you want to call it, it is a higher energy, a higher power. Okay? The source. It's love. See that light at the top of your crown, the tippity top of your head. And now we want to take that light about 3 feet above us, taking it to the eighth chakra. Knowing that this is the divine light of God, we can go higher. We can keep going. We can go to the 8.5 chakra located at the back of the lower neck, and we can go up from there, but we're not going to because of time. So imagine with me this external light, and it's encompassing you. The light is outside of you. The light is within you. It's surrounding you. And that light is love. That light is the divine, its source, it's God Almighty, whom I call Abba. That's my personal name. And with this white light surrounding you, I want you now to see a protective coat of armor. Okay, I always see mine as a knight's armor. And so let's imagine together that we are able to step in this armor and that we are going to be protected throughout the day because of this armor. Nothing can penetrate, right? We've done the grounding. And so now we put on another source of protection for you. and nothing can penetrate this armor. And so imagine, if you will, that you're stepping in, and step in first with that right foot and then the left, and see the armor coming up quickly over your body, over the ankles, over your knees, over your thighs, coming up over the pelvic area, coming up, up over your stomach, over your chest, coming up to your shoulders, then going down to your elbows, your wrists, and your hands. I imagine that I have mesh gloves on and nothing can penetrate those gloves. I'm protected. The only thing that is exposed on us now is our heads and our necks. And so imagine, if you will, that your helmet is sitting on a shelf. I always imagine mine sitting on a mahogany shelf, okay? And it's nice and polished, and my helmet is sitting there staring back at me. And I just take both my hands and I reach out in my imagination, or you can reach out physically and pick up your helmet, bring it towards your head, and place it gingerly upon your head, okay? And allow it to cover your head and your neck. I imagine that there is a mesh extension from the helmet that covers my neck. It allows me to turn so I can see the left, the right, but most importantly, I'm looking forward. And the only thing that is exposed are my eyes, my nose, and my mouth in this helmet. Now, listen, you could pull it down. You don't have to see. You don't have to sniff out anything. You don't have to speak. Some days you just don't want to be bothered. You want to be left alone with only the divine, and that is okay. More is accomplished, and you're being still, and you're being silent than in your busyness. But for the sake of this exercise, our eyes are exposed so that what? We can see what? Going forward. There are no eyes in the back of our head, and if there were, they would be covered by now. So we are seeing forward. We are looking forward. We have our noses exposed so we can sniff out the truth. Sniff it out. What do I mean by that? Just don't take everything as the gospel. Do your own research, right? Read, explore. And then our mouths are open so that we can speak the truth, but only when you are asked for the truth. Trust me, you will waste your energy. You will be drained if you try to share your truth. Now remember, I know we think that truth is objective. Truth is subjective. And one man's perspective and experience is not another's. So for you to try to convince them that your experience is the truth is a waste of your precious time. Trust me on it, okay? Trust me on it. Don't waste your time. The people who listen to this podcast are ready for it. Their ears are open for the truth. They are ready for an enlightened teaching. You know, we're all striving for that enlightenment. The more we learn, the more we realize we're not there. But we're striving, we're pressing toward that. Correcto? Yes. Okay. So I always invite in my celestial realm. And so did I do that today? Yes, I did. I always, always go before the divine, inviting in Father, the Holy Spirit, Jesus, I invite in my archangels, Michael, Raphael, Uriel, Metatron, Gabriel, Samuel. We invite them in. Yes? So today, I specifically ask angels to come in for you. So bear with me, because as I was preparing for the show, I inadvertently put your messages back in the stack. And so I'm reading from my computer. So let me click on those messages and give them to you. They're beautiful. They're inspiring. They always are. Very encouraging. So we got a message from Gabriel. And Gabriel is saying to us, it is time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others. Leadership. Archangel Gabriel, it is time for you to assume your leadership power and position and lovingly guide others. Lovingly guide others. Our next archangel to come to us was Zadkiel, compassion message. And Zadkiel says, soften your heart with respect to this situation and all the people involved, including yourself. That's Archangel Zadkiel. Soften your heart with respect to this situation and all the people involved, including yourself. And then the third message is gifts from God. And that came from Archangel Sandalphon. And Sandalphon says, he says, we angels bring you gifts from your Creator. Open your arms to receive. Okay? So if I were to put that together, and I would say to you that this is a very inspirational message, they always are, and it's saying that you are ready to spread your wings. You're a leader, okay? And it's time for you to branch out, and as you take that leadership position, you're going to lead with compassion. You're going to lead in love, right? Doesn't matter if it's a corporate position. Not everyone needs to, you know, quit their job and be a super spiritual advisor. No, corporate America needs you. The schoolhouses need you. Politicians, right? City governments, federal governments need you. So you're going to seek those positions in a leadership capacity, and you're going to lead with compassion. And in return, there shall be gifts from God, gifts from the divine. The divine always wants us to be happy, wants us to be secure, wants us to be healthy, right? And so as we go about the work, and that work is how might I serve, not necessarily what you want or believe you want, but when you turn your attention to how do I serve, okay, those doors open, the opportunities come, and then you are awarded the gifts from God, are rewarded the gifts from God, okay? Money, right? Security, and extra. It's not just okay to get by. You know, survival is cool, but we want to do a little more than survive, correct? Absolutely, and it's for all of us, and I say that again. That's for all of us, all. Okay, so we're going to do... we're going to do some review today, right? Because we're talking about Master Year 2018. We kicked off the year with that message. And to my surprise, I still don't really hear a lot of people talking about Master Year 2018. The beginning of the year I shared with you, and in a few months afterwards, the meaning of that Master Year 2018. 2018, if you take 2018, if you're in numerology, I love it when my tongue gets in the way. Okay, so you understand there is some meaning to numbers. So if we were to take that 2018, add it up, we come up with the number 11. In numerology, we never reduce the number 11. 11, 1, 1, 2, 2, 3, 3 is what is called master numbers. So we wouldn't reduce that 2018 down to 2. So in other words, you come up with the number 11, you don't reduce it to 2, whereas when we're adding up other years, previous years, 2017, you would have 2, 0, 1, 7, 7, 8, 9, 10, you would wind up with the number 1 anyway, right? But usually you reduce the numbers down. You don't for the number 11. It's a master number, okay? It is the most intuitive of all numbers, okay? So what does that mean? It is instinctual, charismatic, dynamic, and capable when its sights are set on a concrete goal. It is instinctual, charismatic, dynamic, and capable when its sights are set on a concrete goal. Now, mind you, we're setting, 2018 is pretty much a foundational year, okay? Like, we went through the year, when once you get up to the ninth year, you repeat it all over again, okay? And so that's what's happening. This is a foundational year, so it's very powerful. And you would have to go a complete cycle of another 8 years, including this one, to come back to that foundation again. So why not use this year to make it an exceptional foundation for the rest of your 8 years, for the rest of the 8 years coming up? Why not use it for that, right? So if you're talking about instinctual and charismatic, you know, we talk about intuitive, hearing the voice of God, right? Hearing that wee small voice. You know, no, you're not crazy. You're not psychotic. You know, when we sit and we listen, we hear, right? We talk about the climax of prayer being when we are silent and when we listen. And so you, when it says that number is instinctual, it's meaning that, you know, you have instinct. Your instinct is sharp. Okay, you're charismatic. And what about charisma? You know, when they talk about someone being charismatic, talked about Barack Obama being charismatic. You know, he mesmerized people when he spoke. People are drawn to you when you're charismatic, right? People want to be around someone with a lot of charisma. Okay, it says dynamic and capable when its sights are set on a concrete goal. So have you set your goal for the year, for the month? Now, we went through an exercise. Do you remember that? We made a map for our lives. Now, that doesn't mean you just sit there and stare at the map all the time. No, you're busy making things happen. And sometimes that making things happen, all you're doing is really sitting, contemplating, meditating, praying, right, waiting to hear. What do I write? Who do I call? Who do I need to contact? What do I do today? Okay? But we did that. We set goals. And so if you did nothing else this year but made it a goal to follow the voice, hear the voice, meditate, if that was your only goal, I can promise you things are happening. Things are lining up. What we call synchronicity is happening in your life, right? It also went on to tell us if you had done any studying for the meaning for the year, or if you had listened to our podcast, we told you that the 11 can be anxious, shy, stressed, conflicted, and scattered. So, have you experienced any of that this year? Any anxiety, stressed and conflicted and scattered? You say, well, that's me all the time. But have you noticed it a little more this year? That you've had to, and I don't like to use the word fight, but that you've had to maybe push through that that fog in your head? Have you been a little more scattered than usual, huh? Not able to focus as much. When focus is not applied toward a goal, and I'm reading this from my notes, the 11 can be extremely self-sabotaging. Oh, I just love that word, self-sabotage, huh? As a master number, the positive characteristics will turn into obstacles when not understood or used properly. So if your year is a helter-skelter for you, it is because you're not standing the time. You know, we have to know what time we're in. We have to know our seasons. You know, just like there's physical seasons of course, winter, summer, spring, and fall, there are seasons in our lives. There's seasons astronomically. Like I'm telling you, if someone doesn't say to you, hey, this is a time for you to break through. This is a time for things to align for you. This is a time of synchronicity. I have been speaking to some of you, and you're telling me that you're receiving healings, that things are happening in your life that are helping to heal what's happened to you 30, 40, 50 years ago. There's been connections made with people where they've been hurt or misunderstandings, where things need to heal. There needs to be closure. Those connections are being made. So you understand that you have to be healed. You have to have closure to some things before you can move on. You know, talk about you being a great leader. Well, you can't lead unless you're healed, right? We all want to do all these great things. But first, we ourselves must heal. And it is a process. But synchronicity is happening. The doors are being opened for you to receive that healing, right? 11 is associated with justice. And if you've been following the news, you've been hearing that justice is being served, right? There's a woman that had been in prison for 40 years, I believe, a long time. That might not be a right number. But she'd been in prison a long time, and yes, she had committed a crime. But her sentence did not equate to the crime that she had done, not to many of us. And this woman was just released from prison to start her life again. She's my age. She has grandchildren. Justice has been served. And there's many other examples, right? So we're asking today, where are you? Right? Where are you? Because we understand that if we are all the things that the number 11 is, if we are charismatic, if we are focused, huh? If we have our goals set, our intentions clear. I'm sorry, today my tongue is getting in the way. But that's because I'm excited about sharing this with you. I want you to hear what I'm saying. If you are those things, it's going to be easier for you to accomplish that which you believe you are called to accomplish, you are called to do. Right? We created the maps. Have you gone back and made adjustments? Or have you just held the image of the map in your mind? Many times when I'm meditating, that's what I do. I don't go look at it and say, oh, I got to do this. No, I just see the map. And my map actually looks like a universe. And I said to you, you could get the map. You can get an example of it from the book Miracle Zone on my website, YucatanWellness.com, and you could see what that looks like. Mine looks like a universe. You could even contact me and say, share yours, Pamela, and I would be glad to share it. Because all I want to do is serve you. All I want you to know is that you can make it. You can do anything your heart desires. It doesn't matter what obstacle has come. You know, we talk about grounding. Well, just because you meditate and you pray doesn't mean that life doesn't come at you. But what it means is that you can get through it, right? You can get through the molestations. You can get through the racism, the ageism, the lookism. You can overcome all those things. None of it has to stop you. I don't believe in victimization. You say, well, but we're all victimized. I should say I don't believe in victimhood. We are all victimized, but we don't have to wear it. It doesn't mean you have to stop. We've all had crappy childhoods. that's a parent's responsibility, to screw up their kids, right? We've all been messed up from our parents, but we don't allow that to stop us. Some of us have faced real racism, not some made-up garbage on TV, real racism. But you know what? That doesn't stop us. And when we have a year like this year, we have the opportunity to set the foundation and say, I am healed, I am whole, I am moving forward, setting everything in place so that 2019 and 2020 and 2021, on and on, could be good years. The foundation is set, and you build upon the foundation, right? You don't want a wobbly foundation, and that's what's happened to most of us. We don't set a solid foundation. We don't have anybody telling us how. We have everybody telling us we're doing things wrong. But I'm trying to share with you how to do things right. Okay? So here we are, June 19th already. I cannot believe it. You know, they say when you get older, time flies. Well, I'm sure that's true, because I'm sure my 11-year-old grandson is saying, when is Christmas going to get here, right? We are literally less than 6 months away. This June is midway. This is the 19th. So that's crazy. What are some of your obstacles that you're facing now? You say, Pamela, I'm 6 months into it. I haven't seen any progress. In fact, things are worse. Or I just feel like I'm treading water. Okay? So what's some of the obstacles? Remember we said that word self-sabotage, right? And we all self-sabotage, just to different degrees. The difference now when I talk about self-sabotage is that I realize it. I realize when I'm self-sabotaging, right? Whereas before I was unconscious of the fact. I just thought that, you know, I just had crap happening. You know, and yeah, that's what happens. But when you're conscious of that crap happening, you can sit back and say, oh my goodness, oh, look what I'm doing again. I'm doing this. Not the devil, not God, not someone outside of you, you're self-sabotaging. So I'll go first, okay? And I really want you to get a pencil and a pen and write this stuff down. That's how we release, okay? You write it down, then you can tear it up, put it in your shredder, burn it, whatever. But release it. This has been my self-sabotaging, right? Busyness. My gosh, can we get busy, right? It seems like everything else is important except for what I want to do. And for me right now, what I want to do is I want to meditate. I'm not interested in working full-time, working hard for anybody. I've been there, done that. I've paid my dues. I work part-time helping others, for those who want help. If you don't want my help, I don't seriously go out looking for you. I put my shingles out. I know I've got the experience. I've got the life experience. I've got the education to go behind it. You want my help? You got it. But what's easy to happen is I get busy during the day. I start my day with my meditation, and I've made it a goal that I would meditate throughout the day. And then I get to 7, 8 o'clock at night, and I go, I didn't meditate. Or I'll think about meditating, and then right behind that thought, I'll go, oh, I didn't do so-and-so. And instead of my meditation taking precedence, I give the so-and-so the precedence, right? And let that be the priority. And so then by the end of the day, in the evening, there's no such thing as meditating because I want to veg. If I sit, you know, if I try to sit and meditate, I'm going to fall asleep, right? And so I know this. And so by 1 o'clock or so, if my day is going pretty crappy and I'm all out of sorts and I'm irritated and I'm, you know, everything's annoying me. Every piece of paper coming across my desk is getting on my nerve. I've self-sabotaged. And I know that. And I've made it a goal to meditate because I have come to learn that in my meditating, more is accomplished than in me being busy. But that doesn't mean I keep to that goal. Doesn't mean I don't get scattered, right? I mean, this is what Miracle Zone is about. It's about keeping it real. I could tag it all together, and yes, I'm right in the cloud, and things are fabulous, and oh, you're not? Please, baloney. Okay? So what's some other obstacles? Self-sabotaging. Illness, right? We get sick. Oh, I got such a migraine. Or I've got to go to the doctor. I'm running back and forth to the doctor for this. Hey, here's a secret. That sickness is a low-level energy, right, I believe, and there's some emotional ground noise going on associated with that illness, right? And illness keeps us away from our awakening because, or our goal. Because if we're busy running back and forth to doctors, we don't have time to accomplish what it is that we need to. And guess what? That same challenge, and let me make sure I say this right, that obstacle can come to you from without. I mean, I know some of you don't believe you're that powerful, but yeah, it happens. It happens. Every time, and I know I made this a law and I have canceled this law, I'm sharing it with you as an example. But I had made it a law that every time that I was on the verge of my business, and this is about 10 years ago, I had made it a law that every time my business was going to take off or I was going to do really well, my mom would get sick because that was the appearance of it. And as I came to learn, as I became more knowledgeable of those things spiritual, I realized that, first of all, yeah, I had made it a law, and second of all, it was my resistance because my mom was first in my life, okay? And I was going to drop everything to take care of her until the time came where I said no, no more, okay? I had to say no to her. It was painful, but I had to do it in order for me to grow, to become more aware, right, of myself and those things spiritual. So illness pretty much represents the fear of moving forward, moving toward your awakening, okay? I'll share another one of my distractions right now. And that distraction is, yes, I miss my mother. She and I were very close. Every time I did a podcast, my mom was the first one on, always. And when she stopped being the first one on, that's when I knew that she was seriously ill. Because previously, it didn't matter how she felt, she was my strongest support, okay? And she loved the show. And if she didn't, trust me, she would have said, I didn't like that. But she loved it. So now when I start my show and I don't see her phone number come up, I have to push past it. I went back and I listened to a few of the shows I've been doing. I've been lining up guests, so I've been having to talk to you. You've been listening to me, and I've been listening to myself. Right? We teach what we need to know. But anyway, you know, I realized going back and listening to those that my energy wasn't the best it could be. And I was like, well, what's going on? Why do I no longer have an interest in my podcast? I've been doing this for 4 years. A lot of people are blessed by it. I know I don't get a lot of followers, but, you know, that's kind of the business I'm in. People listen, but they don't let anybody know they're listening. I get that. But I really was losing a desire to do the show, and then I realized, oh, my God, I miss my mom being there. I miss her calling me and saying, you could have gone a little shorter there. You could have spent more time on this. Oh, that was wonderful. Or, yeah, I listened. I always knew, you know, could have done a little better. I missed that. And so that is, for me, an obstacle right now. I'll be honest with you. I thought, I'm just going to give it up. Nobody's listening. Nobody cares. Nobody's getting healed. What am I doing? Who am I kidding? Right? And then I went to this place where I wasn't feeling that well. And I went to bed one night and I thought, I'm done with this. I'm tired. I mean, if you know my life history, which I am getting all the green lights to know what, let you know what I really went through. I've had people say to me, you should be dead, at the least in a padded cell in a jacket, right? And so there I was laying and I thought, I don't care. If it's time to go, right on. I can go. And I remember laying there, and I just remembered, like, this darkness coming around me, and I was thinking, yeah, still thinking. Even at that point, I thought, you know what, this doesn't feel right. And I heard, go toward the light. Go toward the light. And I went toward the light, and I must have fallen off to sleep. I went somewhere, and I woke up the next morning. And I remember just kind of opening my eyes and feeling really rejuvenated and being really thankful for opening my eyes and really feeling like I could do this. But I knew at that moment that was another shift for me. That was the universe saying, you know what, you're going back and you're going to do what I have called a purpose for you to do. So, yes, we all get those resistant moments, right? We become unfocused and scattered, but that's okay. This is our midterm check. So where are you? Huh? What about you? Be honest with yourself. This is all about being honest with yourself, right? And all the things I just talked about could be summed up in one word. And can you guess what it is? It begins with the letter D, right? And it's not divine. But it's distractions. All of it is nothing but a mess of distractions. All of it. All of it. You say, oh my gosh, you mean me having an accident was a distraction? Yes. You mean me getting a call from a hospital and I'm saying that my relative was in the hospital and I had to drop everything and I had to go? You're calling that a distraction? That's pretty cold. No, it's not. It's the truth. It's a distraction. Right? And I'm not saying we don't go to the hospital. Of course we do. But in our going, we say, here's the boundary. I'm going to go, and I'm going to visit, and I'm going to do. You have to. Right? But also, I'm going to set this time to meditate, to set my intentions, to be focused on my project, to make that phone call to Mr. B, huh? To reach out to Mrs. C. You still do that. You don't fall apart and you're just so discombobulated that you can't function. No. Determination, tenacity, persistence. What do your intentions look like on June 19th? Are they still pure? Are they about service? Or is it just all about you? How much more money you need? How many more cars you need? Bigger car, little car. What you need to do. Okay, this walk is about service. And even some of the most horrible things we have gone through, they have been about service. And if you don't understand and realize that now, you will. What is your commitment level? Are you still committed to your dream? Are you still committed to your goal? You know, in my book, The Miracle Zone, we talk about, you know, When does one stop being committed? When does one give up their dream? Well, I say when you go to your grave. Unfortunately, there's so much potential in the graveyard because of people who just stopped dreaming. Set your intention. Make it all about service. Have you let go of your personal expectations and said yes to the divine? So that kind of ties in with how might I serve? How do I serve you today? Well, I'm serving today by doing this podcast. You're getting a, you know, you're really not getting a coaching moment. You're getting a teaching moment because coaching moments, I listen. Podcasting moments, I talk. It's a teaching moment for myself as well as for you. Okay? So you're getting a teaching moment. That's how I'm giving. So how do we get over the hump? Well, we put prayer and meditation or silence, hearing, listening, right? We make that first before we begin our day. I don't necessarily like to get up early in the morning. I don't get up early. I'm not a 6 o'clock riser. I don't have to be. Did that a lot of years. Thank God I don't have to now. But when I do get up, I make my prayer and meditation first, okay? That's my priority. That's after saying, thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for another day. Set clear intentions every morning. Every morning is a new day. His grace is efficient, and His mercy is new every morning. So whatever happened yesterday really doesn't matter. Yesterday is gone. Tomorrow's not here. You have today. So set that intention, right? Live in the here, in the now. Don't think about what's coming down the road. Don't think about that meeting that you're going to in a week or that interview you're going in to in a few days. Right now, it's June 19th, and it's exactly 10:52 my time. And all I have is the here and now. I don't have an hour from now. You know, we used to say, we don't have tomorrow. You don't have an hour from now. You don't have 5 minutes from now. All you have is the now, right? And that's when we talk about being focused, being clear. Yeah, I have right now with you, and you have right now with me. That's all we have. Make your affirmations, okay? We used to say a lot of affirmations at the beginning of the show. I am one with God, and God is one with me. I am in complete control. I am the only authority in my life. I have all that I need to live out my purpose, for my purpose, passion, and calling. I have all that I need. And on and on and on we can go. Again, in Miracle Zone, which is a free book on the website, yucatanwellness.com, there's a tab called Miracle Zone. Download the book. There's affirmations in the book. Affirm that you are love. Affirm that you shall be loved. Affirm that you will give love. Start with, I am one with God and God is one with me, and everything else will fall in place, trust me. And then we let go. We let go, right? We write the goals and then we let go. Does that mean you do nothing? You know, people say, oh, I got to wait on God. Well, that waiting on God is being silent with your ears attended unto Him with the intent to hear Him, divine, source, Holy Spirit, the intuitive voice. Right? That's what the waiting is about. It's not just hanging out, eating popcorn, sitting on the couch. We wait for our direction. When there's the opportunity to choose truth or lie, evil or good, choose the light in this dualistic world. I choose to believe that there is only God and that there is only love, and I take no other position. You know, others say, oh, but you see the evil in the world. Do I really? We choose to see that evil versus choosing love. So I'm going to do a very, very short exercise with you today, and it's really based on the Lord's Prayer, okay? So please find that quiet place again. If you're in your car, continue to drive with your eyes open, okay, or pull over to the side. If you're at work, the same, stop what you're doing if you can, and let's do this prayer with a little guided imagery, the way God has given it to me to pray. I want to share it with you today. So, our Father, Abba, sometimes I call you Daddy, but you are our Father. You want us to be healthy. You want us to be secure. You want us to be happy. Who are in heaven as well as within me, surrounding me, others, in the stars, in the trees, in the water that we drink. Hallowed be thy name. There is no name above your name. Thy kingdom come. Thy kingdom come in me, in us, in this earth, earthen vessels that we are. Thy will be done in each and every one of us, and in me in particular. I say yes to your will. Just the same as is done in heaven, we accept it and believe it here on earth. Give us this day our daily bread, what we need for the moment, here and now. Feed us with your truth and your love. Forgive us our debts as we forgive our debtors, being filled with your love. Lead us not into temptation. And Lord knows there is evil, but we are delivered from such, for we see only good. We only see God. We only see your love. For thine is the kingdom, the power and the glory, in heaven and within me. And so it is. So we love you. Hope this has helped. Next week we have Amos Smith joining us, and we will be talking about being silent and listening, and that is not the exact word. We're going to be looking at his book, and it's called Be Still and Listen, Experience the Presence of God in Your Life. We love you all. Hear you next week, and bye-bye.